property, carry it and it, let's gather them and follow it. Everyone lift up your two. There are 72 people here. That the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me. They are almost close to something major. But something is holding them at the finish line. Ushers, lift up your two. Everyone, lift up your two. I just saw 70 angels in the room. And the 70 angels, I heard the word of the Lord, that these angels have been dispatched to pull people through and bring them to the finish line.
Yes, Lord.
That between now, the first day of December,
Jesus,
to the 31st of December,
Jesus,
whatever they have been denied,
yes, Lord,
for the last 12 months of their life,
Jesus,
they are about to cross the finish line.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. I see the angels.
Jesus.
Are pulling some people out.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you are.
Jesus.
Wherever you are.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever you are.
Yes, Lord.
I see the angels are ready.
Amen.
One Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Two Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
All says, get ready. Now I see the angels.
Yes, Lord.
There are people that are crossing the line.
Jesus.
Financial finish line.
Amen.
Ministry finish line.
Amen.
Marital finish line.
Amen.
I see the angels.
Yes, Lord.
Pulling men and women.
Yes, Lord.
All over in the room.
Amen.
Yes, one.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, two.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, three.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, four.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, five.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, six.
Yes, Lord.
Seven.
Yes, Lord.
Eight.
Yes, Lord.
Nine.
Yes, Lord.
Ten.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever they are.
Six.
Holy Ghost.
Nine.
Holy Ghost. Lift it up. Lift up your two hands. At the gallery. At the top. At the gallery. I see five angels at the top.
Jesus.
I see five angels at the top.
Jesus.
I see five angels at the top.
Jesus.
Ushers, get yourself ready. I see angels at the top.
Jesus.
Pulling some people through.
Yes,
pulling them 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 through.
Yes,
fire!
Fire!
Ushers, everywhere that they put the Lord came on them, bring them out, bring them out. I just saw an angel.
Yes, Lord.
That angel is wearing a cloth.
Jesus.
That has got flames of fire.
Jesus.
I just saw an angel.
Yes, Lord.
Wearing a cloth.
Jesus.
That has got flames of fire.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord said to me, there are people here that there are spirits that are denying you. And the Lord said to me that the angel wearing the cloth of fire,
yes, Lord,
have been released to come and contend with that spirit.
Mm.
So that you can cross the line.
Amen.
I see the angel,
yes, Lord,
now,
yes, Lord,
dealing with that spirit,
yes, Lord,
responsible.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Mm.
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 Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Lift up your two hands. Everywhere you are, lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Oh, oh. Lift up that two hands. Lift up that two hands. Lift up that two hands. The Spirit of the Lord minister to me. Some of you, there are people, they promise you to finish something or to help you to accomplish some things. Anytime that they open their mouth to speak to help you, it can never be done. Oh, one. Ushers, there are some people that the hand of the Lord is pulling them through from the spirit of disappointment. One, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Two,
Jesus.
Media, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Bring us it out. Yes.
Jesus.
You have received all my promises. None of the promise have been done. It's a garment of shame.
Jesus.
It's a garment of resistance.
Jesus.
I see the hand of the Lord,
yes, Lord,
pulling you out.
Yes, Lord.
Pulling it out.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Jesus.
Fire.
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 Fire. Fire.
Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. For the whole of this year, you have not tasted anything sweeter. You have not tasted anything sweet. The Spirit of the Lord said to me,
yes, Lord.
There are people standing here,
Jesus,
that the enemy has robbed them of their happiness.
Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord said, oh, yes, Lord, bring me those people. Yes, Lord. Bring me those people. Bring me those people. Anyone that you have been robbed of your happiness,
Jesus,
the Lord said that I am pulling them out.
Yes, Lord.
I am delivering them.
Amen.
Yes. I see five people. Archers. Five people. One. Two.
Yes, Lord.
Three.
Yes, Lord.
Four.
Yes, Lord.
Five.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
Deliver these people right now.
Amen.
One. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Lift up your two. The Lord said that I am raising among them prophets and prophetess.
Yes, Lord.
Everywhere you are, lift up your two hands. There's a deep prophetic dimension coming upon some women and men.
Amen.
God said, I am releasing them.
Amen.
Their vision will be clear.
Amen.
They will hear.
Amen.
Their prophetic will be sound.
Amen.
Yes, ushers.
Yes, Lord.
I see about 21 people.
Jeez.
I see 21. 21,
21,
21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21,
21, 21,
Lift up your two hands. We've come to draw. Lift it up and sing it. Raise your hands. Praise God, say worship him.
We come to draw.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Raise your hands up, worship him.
Come to draw.
Just worship him.
We come to throne.
Worship him.
Throne from you again.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
your two hands. The Spirit of the Lord ministered to me that tell the people in this house, every limit on them has been broken.
Amen.
Lift up that two hands. Three angels have been released into this room right now. Emmanuel, let's realign ourselves, please, and coordinate our forces. Three angels have been released into this room. Anyone ministering, I see these particular angels. It's a sign that the finances of the people in the area is about to change.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. I've seen those angels here right now. Anyone I lay her, please take them. If they can, if you will carry them, except this one. Leave it. Leave this one on. Ever lift up your two hands. The Lord is raising some people here that the limit on their business operation from henceforth are broken.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. The Lord said to me that tell these people that the angels are here. Please, I'll ask them. Let everyone sit down. That the Lord said, tell them, the works of the hands of these people, from today, it will prosper.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. There is a sudden manifestation that will be taking place in a minute. Others, those people are having an encounter with those particular angels.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up your two hands. It's not going to be for many people. There are some few people standing here that the angels have been sent responsible for them. Ushers. Ushers. One. At this moment.
Jesus.
Anybody that you see them.
Yes, Lord.
That the power of the Lord.
Jesus.
Is working on them. Bring them to me directly. To my hand. Hurry up. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Pull these people out.
Yes, Lord.
Usher. Bring them to me quickly. I've got 2 seconds. Window. It's your sister. I've got a few seconds. Where is the other one? Oh, Jesus. You know, I was an usher. And this is what I was doing in the house of God. For the Lord to bring me this far. We carry people on our shoulder. That's how we do it. Fire! People fall under the grace. And we carry them one on my left, one on my right. And I'm bringing them to the altar. Oh. Yeah. Heavens have been open. Lift up your hands. We are moving into the prophetic.
Emmanuel.
Let's worship him. Sensitive. I have seen some angels from the throne room of the Lord just enter in here. And those are the angels that move with revivals. There are men and women that are sitting here that the Lord said, I am baptizing them with fresh fire. Amen. That they are storming into nations and they are about to be used to demonstrate the raw power of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That through their presence,
Jesus,
the dead will be raised.
Yes, Lord.
Ah!
Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Ah!
Jesus.
Oh!
Jesus.
Emmanuel.
Thank you.
this impact, there's going to be an outpouring in the cities of the nations.
Amen.
The men about to speak the unadulterated word of the Lord. We are about to see the dispensation of the supernatural move. I see creative miracles and signs and wonders. Ulcers. There are five more people.
Jesus.
That the power of the Lord,
yes, Lord,
is coming so strong on them.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'm going to use them deeply. Let the sister win. The Lord said, I'm going to use them deeply for a dispensation of a deep, deep manifestation,
yes,
of my will over nations and kingdoms. Ushers,
yes, Lord,
there are people that a major ocean, major mantles,
yes, Lord,
are falling on them now.
Amen.
One, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Two, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Three, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord. The Lord is pulling them through. Iman, Iman.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Wave your hand and talk with us. Can you give them to me? The Holy Spirit in the form of another embodiment of an angel. And that angel came to my spiritual understanding with scrolls. On the scrolls have been written revelations concerning situations over families, individuals, and other forms of entities. So now let's move in the direction of where the Spirit is leading us. Those that they can sit down, let them sit down. But let our sister stand there. Because she cannot sit down. She can't sit down. Oh, Jesus. Let her sit down. I need these two. I need this one. That one here. Why you keep letting her go? Let this one sit down for now. But keep my attention on her. Because there is something. I just need to follow up what I need to complete quickly. Let us stand there. My sister, can you stand this side for a minute? Where's my mom? How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You are fine. Your English is perfect. We need to learn the English from you. Can you teach us some English?
No.
Sorry? Can you teach me some English?
From you.
Some grammar and comprehension. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mommy, I heard the word of the Lord saying, tell her, affliction will not happen at the second time.
Amen.
Oh, you can clap somebody. In the realms of the spirit, let's proceed a journey. In the realms of the spirit, the Lord pulled my spirit into a location where there was a meeting. And in that meeting, I overheard a voice saying, let's capitalize the covenant they established so we can proceed with the words of the covenant. I looked and I saw a man telling a wife that he loved dearly. That, you know what? Precious. But our life, the way we love ourselves, precious. If I die first, I will not let you leave for another man to come and marry you. I will also come and take you and let you also join me where I am going, even in our death. We must go back and marry in our death. Precious also said, it's the same thing. If I go ahead of you, I will also not let you leave to marry another woman. I will also come for you so that you join me where I am so we can continue our journey. Spiritually, I overheard this conversation as two lovers that are married. And they were expressing the commitment of their love to themselves. But the enemy has taken an advantage of their words. And I have seen that the man is dead. And the words of the man has been captured by the forces of evil. And they said that Precious must be the next to die. And I've seen that Precious is your daughter. And that is why the Lord is saying affliction will not happen at a second time. Oh, clap your hands now. Mommy, who is Precious? Sorry? Your daughter. Where is she? I can't hear you. Where is she?
She's coming.
She's there.
Yes, she's there.
Oh, look at the way you are clapping. Are you the daughter? What is your name?
Precious.
Precious. Clap your hand for me. Oh, clap your hand for Jesus. Somebody is dead. Sorry?
Yes.
Who is dead?
My husband.
Who?
My husband.
Your husband. He's dead. When?
13th
of August. That is when he died. I heard you and your husband in the deepest of your love moment. You were just sitting down and saying that if I die, you will join me. And he said when he died, you will join him. Now, I have seen that words have been received as a words of evil that some demonic forces want to proceed. But the Lord said, you will not die, but you shall live.
Amen.
Oh, look at the way you are clapping. What is? Prophecy doesn't bring fear. Prophecy, the ultimate mandate of a prophecy is to arrive in the place of salvation and deliverance. So this is what was hidden in the womb of evil that they were about to proceed to execute. But we thank God for the covenant that the Lord have got with our Father, His Eminence, the Archbishop, and out of the covenant, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I shall say of the Lord that you have been of my refuge and my fortress. I prophesy over everyone. Anyone marked to die between now and 31st December, you and your family, you have escaped.
Amen.
Shout, I have escaped.
I have escaped.
Shout, I have escaped.
I have escaped.
That pressure. So you were. Wow. Every man looking at you. Sister Precious, there's a gentleman looking at you. She works at the ministries. I am at the ministries now, but for public domain purposes, I've been restricted not to mention the name and the area of where he was. He's standing there. He has been watching you. He came to greet you during the passing of your husband. He came with a black Toyota Camry. And the red is GR9743. But the last two, I'm being told in the realms of it not to mention it. See that, precious? Someone is looking at you. He just had a discussion with a certain guy called Adam. And asked that Adam, how do I proceed? Adam said, it's too fresh. They had a conversation last Saturday. When they went to buy a certain local food around 12:13 p.m., they were having a discussion about you. But can I say this? The Lord said, any warrant over your destiny to any premature grave has been canceled.
Amen.
Oh, you can do better. We secure you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We secure you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We nullify. Anyone capitalizing the words that you and your husband share together as a proceedings of warrant on your life, we block it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mommy, are you alright? What is your worry? Because you have not been happy. When you are there, you feel sad, but you don't know why you are sad. Can I say this? Somebody is saying that your children are taking care of you at a point. But for her, none of the three children are doing well. And none of them are taking care of her. So she's wishing that Auntie Mercy must go. Auntie Mercy. Auntie Mercy. Auntie Mercy. Is that you? Clap your hand for Jesus. Oh, clap your hand for Jesus. Sing it. Lift it up. You are awesome. Where's the honor worshiping? Ma, somebody said that Auntie Mercy must go so that I will now take over. I don't know how they said, but let me say it in a clear language. It's like someone will succeed you. And that person succeeding you is like in our local tribe, Obedi Wadia. And Odi Wadia, Chelsea. Your children will be responsible over here. Can I say this to you? We are vetted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift it up. Say, any ill wish.
Any ill wish.
Any evil wish.
Any evil wish.
Over my life.
Over my life.
Be arrested.
Be arrested.
Mama, we secure your life.
Amen.
We pray against you slipping out of a bathroom to hit your head on the floor. Wait, they will now take advantage. It's not your portion. I've seen an angel of covering who just came in and pulled you out.
Amen.
What is? I'm dealing with some delicate issues, but may God give me wisdom to go around, because some of them, they are very delicate that it may trouble some people. How many children do you want to have, my sister? You want three? You want three children? How many children do you want? Sorry? Are you sure? You want three children? Very sure? Can you just put your hand on your belly, just as a point of contact? It doesn't matter anything. Either you put, you don't put, it's going to happen. How many children do you say you want? Third man wearing white going. Someone, a lady has taken his name to a certain person at the north, that this man must be troubled so that she can get some money from his hand. And if he doesn't give the money, then something must happen. Chief, sorry, I was ministering to him, the angel said, look at what you have done. What was your destination? Where were you going? Sorry?
I have a meeting with friends, so I will go to them.
You are going to meet with your friends?
Yeah.
Now, you are not going to arrive. I saw an accident just at this runabout up here. And I saw that there is a trailer that was about to run over a car that you are in. A certain lady has taken a picture of yours to somebody at the north that she needs some money from you, and if you are not giving it, then they should take your life. Sir, can I say this to you? A plot against you has been canceled.
Amen.
Chief, if no one had told you, somebody had a dream that you are dead. If they haven't told you, someone had a dream that you are dead. Someone had a dream that you are dead. Apart from signs that has caused you some, you have been having some ill feeling and reaction in your heart that there is something happening, but you can't tell what is actually about to happen. It's a warrant. You haven't done anything to any woman. You don't have a contract with any woman, but this person is looking for a favor, and the favor has gone beyond natural favor. Can I say this? Prophecy doesn't bring fear. And today is Thursday. You saw, you had this heaviness about what?
About an accident. And so around 2 a.m. between 2 and 3, I had to pray, actually. And
so you have this heaviness,
exactly,
that there's an accident.
Yeah, but obviously was asking,
where is it going to happen? And I told you, a woman sent the picture. The picture, you were wearing a blue black suit. And the picture was taken by a certain car. I've seen the reg of the car for public domain, but the Lord is telling me to cover that. That woman is an evil person. I say this to you today. You have been delivered from any premature death.
Amen.
Sir, have you ever brought to me anywhere to that prophet? I had a dream about accident, so come to Washington and come and minister to me.
No, I only saw this last week, Thursday, when I came here for prayer.
Oh, yeah?
When I saw your...
You saw my beautiful picture. Holy Spirit. Sir, you are close to a major breakthrough. And you will live to see it.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands, Samuel. Sir, I prophesy. I am not the one who is saying it. The Holy Spirit is the one. After ministering to you, go back to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, thank you for sending the prophet to confirm your word. Now, hold on to God. I just prophesy, and I now pass you all to the Holy Spirit. Hear me. Deal with him, work with him, know him, and learn the word of the Lord. And I say this to you, for the rest of your life, you are about to walk in major dispensation of God's blessing.
Amen.
Oh, you can clap. Sir, you have a phone, give it to me. You have a phone? Holy Spirit, let that email and the phone call come through.
Amen.
Sir, you will give God a testimony.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hands, somebody. What is? The seed you gave is not the right seed. The seed you gave is not the right seed. I've seen the serial number of the currency that is in the envelope. I see the serial number of the currency. But let me stay here. There is something more you have to do more than what you have done. There's something more. Yeah, because there's some money in the car. Go and pull it. There's some money in the glass. Go and pull it. Go and pull the money out. Go and pull it. Hurry up. I'm waiting for you. Go and pull the money. The money that Tony helped for you to get that deal, go and bring that money. I prophesy, may your money be released. Within the next 7 days, the Lord said that people are rising up to financial turnaround.
Oh, Jesus. I am being restrained a bit in a certain dimension. There's somebody here, you have some dollars. You have some dollars. And that dollars you have been keeping to it, but it must be released. You must release it. There's somebody here. You have some dollars. That dollars is speaking in Freetown for something to be relieved from the presidency.
Lift up your hand and give him praise. What is?
Oh, it's too early. It's too early for the angel for us to move that direction, but we'll go there.
Sir, there's some money you have to release. There's some money. You have been holding on to it too long. It must go. That money is speaking against some voices that are speaking against you at the presidency in Sierra Leone. And they are wrestling with what belongs to you. Can I say this? I saw you releasing the money, and I saw somebody who is in command of that nation just signed a document and said, now I have given orders that it must be. Where are the attack? Yes, Lord! Where did the attack in?
Because of the time frame, I cannot proceed to speak about the rest of the matter publicly. So I hand him over to you. After the service and everything, there's an instruction I need to give you. This man has been robbed. After he has labored, he has been robbed. For people has taken what belongs to him. I send the hand of the Lord against anyone called Aminata. 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 Aminata! I've seen spiritual, there's a council of meetings spiritually. And someone said that let's stand against his cause. But I've seen the hand of the Lord moving that person out.
Amen.
Can I prophesy? Anyone standing at the gate of your breakthrough, may the hand of the Lord move them out.
Amen. When did you get married? September 17th. Were you happy on that day? I'm just asking. Just, you know, Jesus was about to minister to the man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, do you want to be healed? We have what we call prophetic conversation. That's what I'm engaging with you. I know everything that we are talking about. Were you happy that day?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's been a long time. We've contended with the marriage.
Sorry?
There has been delays with the marriage for a long time.
Do you know that somebody said because of your color scheme for the wedding, she's bitter? She's a friend. She says she suggested something, you never took it. And she was bitter. She was at a wedding. A certain product of a makeup you use, she influenced the product. Now, whatever she brought said, you must go through 3 miscarriages. That is, don't worry about it. That is what she has deployed. Can I say this? The same very friend has sent a parcel that is coming to you. It is in your hand now. That parcel is in your hand. Candles are part of the parcel. It's in your hand. That candle came from the underworld. The Lord administered to me, that candle is to be a scent to push your husband away. But can I say this? No weapon. Come against.
Only you can do.
You are not where I am. I just left no weapon for fashion against. Woman, we serve a living God. This friend is about to be sick. And she's about to be taken to this hospital. The Lord administered to me that I don't go and visit her. This friend, why? The prayer we are praying here has been sent against her.
Amen.
Can I prophesy? Those waiting for your bad news, let it be the opposite.
Amen.
Someone say, fire! Have you been to Nigeria? You have never been there? But why is it that they are holding a meeting against you in Nigeria? That is where they hold meetings spiritually. They hold a meeting in Nigeria against you spiritually. And they hold it in a state called Ayo, or your state, Ayo state, Ayo state. Have you ever met this lady before? Have you ever met this lady before? You don't know her. You are being related. Sis, where do you come from? You are from where?
Oyo State.
Oyo State in Nigeria. What is? This lady is an extended family that the family broke up in the year 1873. That is the lineage of this family. Bridging the gap, this convention is for you.
Amen.
What is? I've seen a man in Toronto. Sorry? Your husband. Where is he? Toronto. Clap your hand for Jesus. I've seen a man in Toronto. And someone is saying, if they allow you to join him, they cannot get what they are looking for. So let's separate you and him. I've seen that you and your husband are married, but you can't join him where he is. Sorry? Is that what you are dealing with? Can I say something to you? You are joining your husband.
Amen.
Oh, clap your hand for this. What did I hear? What did I hear? I just heard that someone is saying that Tayo, they have approved it. Sorry?
That's
your name, Tayo. Oh, give the Lord a sharpener. I prophesy, your own approval is coming.
Amen.
Business approval is coming.
Amen.
Marriage approval is coming.
Amen.
Receive your portion. Into business. Everybody that is an entrepreneur. The Spirit of the Lord is asking me to show you the path and to give you some dimensions to break through from now.
Amen.
Oh, you can clap. Where is your passport? Bring it. Someone shout, money come to me 3 times.
Money come to me. Money come to me. Money come to me.
Can I prophesy?
Yes.
Can I prophesy?
Yes, Lord.
Between now and Monday, you'll be surprised with financial bread.
Amen.
Some transactions are coming to your hand.
Amen.
Shout, I am a believer. I've seen your passport and your daughter. Huh? It's you and your daughter. Can I say this? You are boarding a flight.
Amen.
I see a KLM flight. Seat number 27 A and B. Let's go ahead and tell him. Wave your hand and thank him. Worship him. Well, you are the me. You are the. The Lord is telling me there's this particular friend. Don't speak to her about the process of your troubles again. She goes to this church. Someone said wisdom.
Wisdom.
The Lord said, don't have discussion with her again. She is bringing ogbono and edikaiko soup for your daughter. It's coming to you on Saturday, 1:20 p.m. Don't take that food. The Lord said she's bringing the food. It's coming from the sprinters area. Obono. I saw it with assorted. And Eddie Kaiko. You are free.
Amen.
My sister, any deadlock placed on your travel, it has been lifted.
Amen.
Oh. Don't be wearing black combination again. Have you had dream to see your father of late or it's a long time? Do you know why? Don't wear the black combination. Someone is using your father's image to appear to you in your dream. I don't like what is about to happen. But the rest is not for you to know. So the Lord is telling me to say, to give you a guideline. Don't wear all black in combination. We avert anything ahead of you.
Amen.
Can I say this? Congratulations.
Amen.
Anywhere you leave me, I can I say this? Can I say this? Pastor, we're going to flow in a minute. Immediately I escort her. Flow me 1 minute. I'm on the deadline. So let me make sure I finish. You know, when you are operating under what we call added time, injury time, you don't dribble. You go straight. Because you need a goal to score to settle the day. So I need about one goal to score so we can outbeat the mandate of the wicked. Now, can I say this? Congratulations. For your document has been approved. You and your daughter are going. And I've seen your daughter slanging. Hello, ma'am. Hello, mommy. Mommy, I want some breakfast. Your daughter is going to slang. Your daughter is a medical daughter. She's a heart surgeon. She's a heart surgeon. And I saw her graduating from university called University of York. I see your daughter. She'll be graduating from university called University of York. And the Lord said, she is a heart surgeon. For from you to come, your daughter is one of the heart specialists that will be treating major people in the world. Go and enjoy your testimony. Wave your hand and thank him. Somebody wave it and thank him.
You are the way, the truth, the life. My life is for your glory. Your glory. Except to build a house.
and said that tell Auntie Mercy that she should not be afraid for anything. For my covenant rests over this family. Oh, look at the way you are clapping. Father, we secure. We cover the family. Cover the family. An angel went to who?
Yes, please.
You know there?
Yes.
Why?
My husband comes from there.
An angel went there. And the angel said, nobody should hold that word into any demonic account against you.
Amen.
So now, anything they were holding against you has been dissolved.
Amen.
And now, oh, clap your hands. Lady, you and your mom go and enjoy your deliverance. Oh, clap your hand for Jesus. And you know what? Put your attention on the Holy Spirit. Stay with him. Not to follow a man. Not to follow the boy, the prophet. But follow the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's the one that sent me to minister the counsel of God. Amen. Now I hand you back over to the Holy Spirit. That whatever he has begun to do, may he seal it and cover you. Congratulations. Oh, clap your hand for you. Oh, clap your hand for you. Wave your hand and thank him. Someone shall favor locate me.
Favor locate me.
Say it three times.
Favor locate me. Favor locate me. Favor locate me.
There is something that we call in the Akan language, they call backbiting. Any major person who wants to do something for my sister, there are two particular friends in her life. They go to undermine her. They've done it more than 35 times. Today, the Lord said, I should tell you, any contention against what is yours, it has been lifted.
Amen.
Oh. There are two people in the room. There are two people. If you have any catering business or bakery business, I want you to just come and stand here for a minute. Captain. Bountiful harvest.
Amen.
Rub your hands and sit down. Go. You just got a major breakthrough. Oh, we sing it.
We are the captain of Jesus' horse and God. Of all who seek the land above. Shadow me above the cloud of thy protecting love, our strength.
Pastor, forgive me 1 minute. Take off your nose mask. Anything that has overshadowed you, I remove the veil.
Amen.
Where's your worry?
My back.
Sorry?
My back.
Your back. What is doing? What's the problem?
I have a spine complication.
You have a spine problem.
Yes.
You know pigs.
I have a pigry.
You have a pigry?
Yes.
It's because of one pig. That is where this attack came from. Can I share something with you? Let me minister and let me leave. A friend of yours said, she was doing a celebration and you didn't bring her cake. So because of it, she has an offense with you. She said, apart from the cake, she was looking for pork. And also the pork didn't come. So she's holding on two accounts. Spiritually, she went to a location spiritually and sent them and said, someone should come and inject you in your dream. You had a dream that you were being injected. And that dream has taken place a long time. And they have taken an advantage of that dream to now causing you a health issue. You are in a place right now that you feel like giving up on everything. Someone is even talking to you that let's go to the north, for there is somebody there who can help you, a certain malam. That person is talking to you. So you were planning that from last week even to this week. If nothing happened to you, you want to travel to Tamale to go and see a certain malam. Malam Abuka. Malam Abu Karim. I prophesy. You and your family have been delivered.
Amen.
Can I prophesy to somebody? I declare. You will not be at the point where you will not believe in your God again.
Amen.
May God come through for you.
Amen.
Receive a miracle.
I receive it.
You are my strength, like no one. Oh, Jesus. Somebody pop your neck just like him. Yes, Lord. You are.
your uncle concerning something you need from him. It seems that he is not minding you. The Lord just said to him that your uncle have decided to give you that money.
Amen.
The Lord just told me. Can you take off the nose mask? Let me do something quickly on you. Take the oil. Place on your forehead. Now, anything that has covered you, let it be lifted.
Amen.
Any household enemy responsible for anything you are dealing with that cannot be unveiled, that they hide behind secrecy or veils, I command it. Fire!
Fire!
I strike it. Everyone lift up your two hands. Everyone lift up your two hands. Hold my hand, my sister. I've seen a Tamale flight that you were on board. For you said, God, if you are not answering me, I have no choice to speak to these people. Has any thought ever come to you? Have you made any plans to go to Tamale?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
What were you going to do over there?
I was going to see a spiritualist.
You are going to see a spiritualist, a malam.
Yes.
Oh, look at the way you are clapping. Can I say this? The Holy Spirit said I should tell you, they can't help you. But today, your case has been resolved.
Amen.
Oh, look at the way you are clapping. Oh, look at the way you are clapping. Oh, look at the way you are clapping. The 2,000 Ghana that you were carrying in your hand to go, you will go and you will come back to own them 50,000 Ghana. For you are about to be manipulated. You are going with 2,000 Ghana. I've seen you are in 15 notes. It was 5,000 that you received, and you have used some. As of now, it's 3,000 that is left. If the one of the money, the top of the one of the money, it has been torn. So you have decided that you want to go to the bank and change before you even travel. The Lord said, cry no more. Cry no more, mommy. Mommy, cry no more. Say yes, the Lord. For the Lord said, every attack on your health, you have been healed today.
Amen.
Oh, look at the way you are celebrating God's healing. I see your healing.
Amen.
I see rearrangement of your backbones.
Yes, Lord.
I see happening.
Amen.
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 Fire!
Fire.
Ah. Don't restrain her. Something is taking place. Uh-huh. She's wrestling with an angel. There is a reconditioning of her spine. There's a realignment of her spine. There's a rearrangement 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 of her spine. Fire!
Fire!
Yes. The same thing is happening to her. Fire!
Fire!
Raise up. Honey, sorry. I'm an injury time. I'm leaving in a minute. Now, Libe. Sis. Now, look at me. I bring your spirit. And I move you into our presence. Come among us. Now, look at my face. Do whatever you couldn't do before. Try and do it.